Avosai. So we continue in our second shir in Shar Avos Hashem, in the Chayvus Levavos. And the Chayvus Levavos, in the first chapter, he asks us, what is the meaning of Avos Hashem? What does it mean to love the Ribbono Shel Olam? And he says, those who ask the question, here is the tshuva. Perish of Avos Hashem is Kloy Sanefesh El Aboire, a yearning of the soul for our Creator. Vatoyas Atzmei Lov. And yearning means that I am now directing my entire being towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to get closer. Kidei Shetitobek, Kidei Shetidovek, Be'oiroi Hoel Yom. Because I want to cling to the ultimate light of Hashem. The only metaphor you can use in understanding Hashem is light. The Rambam in the Yud Gimel Ani Mamin says there's Hashem is ain't a guf, and there's no dimyon to a guf. Hashem is no body. So like from our childhood, our youth, where we think of a big man with a long white beard sitting on the throne. That's how I still envision God. I have to not eat. That's how it is. What can I do? That's a big, long white beard. It's white, definitely white. Maybe it's not white. I don't know, but I have a white beard. Lately, I throw some payas into the picture. Also, my original was out without the payas, and white beard, is wearing a toga for sure, and very nice smile, and Zeu. And on a throne of some, not too fancy, thrones of push. Nice throne. That's my vision of God. But that's really, I gotta have some vision, I guess. But, you know, it says, the Rebbe Yaina says, when you're not Ishwan Esri, you're supposed to project yourself as if you're not standing at 20 South Parker, down here in the basement. You're supposed to imagine that your neshama is standing in front of the Kisei HaKavod. So I have to have some imagery. But it would be better if I had an image, I guess, of a light, an Or Elyon. A light, an incredibly beautiful, all-encompassing, all-invasive light. I want to be close to that light. So Avos Hashem is that my entire being is focused on one goal, to be Dovek, to cling to that Or Elyon. And that will breed in me the following emotions. So it's like this. The soul is very different than the body. The body, adavar gashmi, is murkav me'arba yisodos. Something physical is made from four basic elements: fire, wind, ruach, water, and offer, and earth. And therefore, it is noted that the Gashmi is, but the Neshama has none of the above, and therefore the Neshama you have to is light. It's not fire, it's light, and therefore it really wants to go up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The only thing is that the Ribbono Shel Olam tied up our beautiful light, our Neshama, to this lowly body made of these four yesodos of earth and of water and the wind which blows us away from God, and even the fire of passion and desire and taiva, which also takes us away and burns us away from the Ribbono Shel Olam and takes away from that spiritual light. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is testing us to see whether these four yesodos will extinguish the light and the love, and that's our test. And Hashem would like us that we should yearn for spiritual things and find rest and tranquility only in being close to the Or Elyon. Now, when the Nefesh realizes that the Or Elyon is the only thing that's worthwhile looking for, its perception of the light gets stronger, its obsession with the light becomes more complete, the mind of the man no longer wanders all over looking for fulfillment, but rather finds fulfillment in that Or Elyon, that ultimate light. And that is love of Hashem. That is Ava HaTahoira, that the pure love of God. The pure love is when I know There's nothing on this world, on this globe, on this terrestrial world that's going to satisfy me. It's all narishkeit. If I think that the ice cream pie is going to satisfy me, new boy toy is going to satisfy me, a new Lexus wagon, this is just Acura wagon. Lexus is passe. You got to get an Acura wagon this year. 2 years ago was the Navigator. This is the Acura this year, right? 3 years ago was the Jeep Grand Cherokee. This is Chanel Tatira. You're not in unless you have an Acura SUV this year. So if you want to be happy this year, it's the Acura SUV. It's a free commercial for Acura. But there's really something else to make you happy, and that's Avas Hashem. Because believe it or not, even the Acura SUVs break down, and they give you tsaras, and they get the crashes, and they hit deer, and they get all kinds of problems. It costs money also, by the way. And there's all kinds of tsaras. For Avas Hashem, you have no tsaras. This is a love that's all good and all pure. It doesn't cost money. It does not cost a penny. It is pure bliss. But the body is still involved in worrying about its physical needs. And it has a different agenda. And this is the struggle. This is the struggle. So when the Ora Seichos Bokeyele, when finally the light of the mind will break through the body and will realize that or is what the purpose of our being is, hopefully we'll be nimshach achareah, we'll be drawn to it, and we'll realize that or and the love of that light is hatzalasa mishnei alamim. Only that light will save us in two worlds. It will save us from perdition in this world, and it will save us from eternal condemnation in the next world, and from Gehenna. Only anything other than that light is hot stuff, it's fire. It's fires are dangerous, you know. Go to Arizona, they'll show you how dangerous fires are. So when you hear about the Arizona fires, it's not just a news report. You're supposed to have musa from that. The fires get out of control. And you can have all the king's horses and all the king's men. You can have you got thousands of state troopers and firemen, and they're battling this fire that doesn't go away, and it destroys everything. A fire out of control. And we have to imagine that as the ash, the fire of our taiva. What happens? Where did it start from? It started from nothing, from place, a match. Some fellow didn't watch the Smokey Bear signs and lit a match, one little match. What's a little match? But it's hot and dry, and the winds are blowing. So you have fire, you have wind, there's no water. And the offer is hot too, the earth is hot and scorched, and it spreads hundreds of thousands of acres. It's unbelievable. So too in ourselves, a little taiva. The taiva is not kept under control, it just blows out of proportion and can destroy us. We can destroy ourselves so easily. You can't trust yourself 1 minute. We would never do something that would destroy ourselves. Yes, you would. Somebody just comes over and says, let me show you this, this something on the internet. One little vision over there, and then you never know what kind of an addiction you're going to get to something. You never know. Going one place you don't belong, doing one time you shouldn't be doing. A bachur in yeshiva, someone gives him some drugs for once in the first time in his life, just to experiment. And before he knows it, he's gone. History. One little drug. One little taiva. It's all you need. Just one taiva you give in. It's only one little match. But it burns out of control. So this Ora Elyon, which makes us see reality, that's not worth it. And it's a test, and the temptation is what can save us, following the light of truth, what's really valuable, can save us from damnation in this world and the next world. Because the Yetzer is always there, and that's what he discussed in a different shahr. So when a person says, okay, I'm going to be obsessed and transfixed with this light, then a person is poresh. The shahr Avas Hashem is a direct continuation of shahr Precious. Now he's really going into the depth of Precious. Precious is how it should be. Abstinence from this world. But now we have the means, we have the tools to separate from the world is by enjoying that great light, the Or HaElyon. And then he says, you'll be mismalei avas elokim, and mizboidedes itay, will be alone with their Rabbi Shalom. So I hope that everybody of us has at least one person in life we really like spending time with. I hope it's your wife. It could be other things. You have two people. You have your wife, you could have some person that you love to talk to, a friend, you just love his company. and so geschmack, and you have somebody, a person zeichet to a Rosh Hashiva, a Rebbe, a manik, somebody who's, you just love spending time with that person, you feel so safe with that person, and you love being alone. And the most annoying thing is when the phone rings while you're talking to that person. The most annoying thing is someone interrupts in the middle, if he has to leave. You just love being with this person. Baruch Hashem, I've had people in my life like that, I have people in my life. And I'm very selfish with those people. I want them to be all there for me, and I focus on them. I can spend hours. I can spend days with them. I just want to be alone with them. I love being with them. I love it. I feel every second there's mamish a light. There's mamish, I'm mamish. And those are the people who bring us to the next darga to be with the Ribbono Shel. Can I stand like that with the Ribbono Shel? Seldom. Well, maybe sometimes damish shmon esrei. Sometimes I have a good day and a good shmon esrei. Zoy gishmak, so for 10 minutes I can sustain having yechidus with the Ribbono Shel, no matter how many people are around. You can be with the Ribbono Shel 10 minutes. But that 10 minutes, we should stretch it out longer and longer and longer, that you're filled with Avas Hashem. I really feel I'm connecting, I'm talking to Hashem, He's listening to me, and I'm zbited with the Ribbono Shel, and my heart is all with Him. The tiftach alav, and I feel perfectly safe and secure with the Ribbono Shel. The Ribbono Shel is not going to make any tricks with me. I trust the Ribbono Shel. I certainly trust the people, the human beings I trust. I don't think they're going to stab me in the back. I don't think they're going to do anything to hurt me. If I care, I'll tell them, I'll reveal to them all my deepest, darkest secrets. There's nothing hidden from them. I love sharing all my deepest, darkest secrets with them. And I'm so safe they're not going to tell anybody about it. And I'm so safe they're not going to use the information against me. I have no questions. So Kol Shekein with the Ribbono Shel Olam, He knows everything about me. He knows more about me than I know about myself. He knows my deepest, deepest, darkest, the darkest secrets, mysteries. He knows everything. And I just enjoy being with Him and knowing that I'm so safe. He's cradling me in His arms. Because what we really want most, more than anything, is safety and security and somebody I can trust. And that's part of the Avas Hashem. Bitochen is part of Avas Hashem. I love Hashem because I can trust Him. I'm so safe in His presence. I feel protected. I feel embraced in His presence. And therefore, once I really, really want to be with Hashem close, I will not let myself get involved in anything which is not about this Hashem. Why would I want that? I love it being with Hashem's presence. Just like if I'm with somebody I love talking to, I'm not in the middle start making a phone call or do something else. I'm jealous of every minute with this person. I'm selfish. I'm not going to interrupt. I give it hours and hours. So to the Ribbono Shel Olam, I wouldn't want to do anything that's not as avoided. I don't want to interrupt our liaison, our rendezvous. I won't let myself think about anything except for Him. I won't lift my hand. I won't lift an loimafila afevra mevori gufa. Rak lasos dvorim shal yodam uyem rutsi emena. I wouldn't lift a finger. I wouldn't lift a toe to do anything that Hashem wouldn't be happy with and makes Him happy and strengthens our relationship. I wouldn't want to do anything to undermine our relationship. I wouldn't ain loimishachveres el lishona. The man who has this love of Hashem, I wouldn't set loose my tongue. Tongue's a dangerous organ. It's got to be kept under a leash and a lock all the time. And when I let it out a little bit to take a walk, you're like a dog has to get a walk every day, if you let your tongue out a little bit. You got to give the tongue a little exercise. But you got to be careful with that tongue, because it's like a pit bulldog, and you got to hold it on a leash all the time. Even when you give it a little exercise, you take it for a walk, you got to hold it real tight. You see those people walking in the park, you know, with these big dogs. The dog is the poor little lady, and there's this big dog, and the dog's pulling her along. She can't hold on to the dog. And the dog's running, and this lady's like trying to keep up. That's our tongue. We're supposed to have a tongue on a leash, but the minute we start talking, it's like we're letting it take a walk, and it drags us. It's schlepping. It wants to talk and talk and lashon hara and stupidities and narishkeit and varm betelim and all kinds of stuff. So I don't want to let my tongue free, says, for a second, unless it's speaking lahaskir oisai, to tell the world how great Hashem is, how good Hashem is, how much I love Hashem. I want the whole day. If we haven't spent, you know, it's not enough, Sukkot Zimra. Every day. You should make it, you should write it down on a piece of paper, keep a notebook. I must tell somebody the Chaz de Hashem at least once a day. I should do kindnesses to a fellow Jew once a day at least. Have to do one nice thing. It's not enough to get seduction. No, you got to do something nice for somebody. Got to wait for somebody at least once a day. At least once a day. I have to sing the praise of God. Taking it for granted. Because you pay, you give her a nice allowance. And you're so good to her. So you think the laundry's for granted. Your wife is not your slave. Can't take anything for granted. Thank you for the laundry. Thank you for the fresh shirts. Thank you for making supper. Thank you for cleaning up the kitchen. Thank you for taking care of the children. I gotta thank the Rebbeinu Shlom besides davening. But tell people about it. Hashem is so good to me. You know what happened to me today? This and this happened to me today. Chazli Hashem, Baruch Hashem. I mamish, this happened. Whatever. We look for the things to praise Hashem. So I don't let my tongue loose unless it's gonna have a purpose to be maskir l'shapeyach. The only reason to let my tongue out of my teeth, the Gemara says the tongue is in a double jail. Teeth, those teeth are clenched, and my lips are pursed to the whole day. I have to imagine my mouth as a doghouse. This is not a mouth, this is a doghouse. I have a mad dog inside my mouth. I have a mad dog in here. Dog. Dog and pincher. Pit bull, the pits. It's the pits, this tongue. And I have to double lock the words in the erichin. First you have this ivory gate, ivory teeth clenched, then my lips pursed. The whole day I keep this dog under wraps. Now, very gently and gingerly, I let it out sometimes for a little air. And the only reason I let it out for a little air is to tell the praises of Hashem. I said, first of all, I said, thank you for giving me a tongue that I can praise you. And thank you for keeping it in such a good jail most of the day. And think of Chazdi Hashem, thank you for my eyes. I need a new prescription, my glasses. I have the last couple of days, it takes a little time. I got a new prescription on Thursday, but still it takes, hopefully tomorrow again. I can't see anything. My mom can't see. I can see distance, I can't read. I can't read. So I never appreciate my vision. Now I look at it, I see double, I have a headache just looking at the safer right now. So I appreciate my vision. I appreciate glasses. What do people do without glasses? Thank you Hashem for Anton van Leeuwenhoek. I think it was him who invented the lenses and the glasses. Praise the Lord. And thank you, Benjamin Franklin, for inventing bifocals for us old folks over here. Need bifocals. That's Ben, good old Ben. So it's Anton and Ben. Thank you, Rabbi, for putting this idea, these inventions in the heads of these goyim. Ah, gewaltig. And thank you for glasses and vision. I see triple. Can't see anything. So if I'm talking, if my mouth is open already, I should talk Chazdei Hashem. So we're in the car, with nothing to talk about. So don't talk to us about silly gossip. Talk about the wonders of vision, beautiful trees. Ah, no forest fires here, Baruch Hashem. Thank heaven there's no forest fires here. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. There's some rain last week. Things are growing. Things not so bad with the drought. There's lots to talk about Hashem. At least once a day, have a good conversation telling people Chazdei Hashem, Lahaskarais, Lashabe, Lahoidis. Because I love you, Hashem. And I have a tshuka that you should love me. I want to please you. So we want to please our boss. We want to please all kinds. We want to please our customers, our clients, our patients. Some people want to please the rabbi. Some don't want to please the rabbi. Some rabbis want to please the people. We have all kinds of people we want to please. The most important entity to please is the Rebbeinu Shlom. I want Hashem. So look what we do to make people happy with us. We're all people pleasers. Look what we do to make people happy. And I got a postcard from my dentist yesterday saying, nice postcard. Now it says, we missed your beautiful smile. Come for a checkup for $500. We miss your beautiful smile. Nice big smile on the front of the postcard. We miss you. Come. We miss you. Now, of course, rabbis have their perk. We get free dental work too. But this was that's the generic postcard that most people get. So the kids are, he misses my smile. That just misses somebody's smile. He has to make his customers happy. He should come back to him and give him his business. So the dentists are pleasing the customers, and the customers to please the dentist receptionist to get a good appointment. So they say nice things there. Oh, you look beautiful today. You're such a nice lady. You know, you're so sweet. You're so wonderful. You're nice. Can I get an appointment, please, maybe today? Sorry, nothing available till October 27th. Make that November 22nd. Is there no room? But you're so nice. You're so smart. I know you can do it. You're such a smart lady. I know you can get me in. Oh, just please her enough. You say enough nice, sweet nothings. She might get you in 4 weeks. So, b'kitzer, our whole life is spent pleasing people to get what we want from them. We should spend our life pleasing the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. He should love us more. And if things are good, we should thank God. And if things are suffering, if Hashem makes us suffer, we should, the suffering, if you really love Hashem, this is the great test. The test is, you really love Hashem, is what happens when we suffer. Oyvei. If we suffer, if we love Hashem, the suffering actually increases our love of Hashem. Very hard to comprehend. Suffering increases our love for Hashem, if we loved Him in the first place. If we didn't love Him, then it will decrease our love for Hashem. But if we really love Him, and he has the story, I think I told you before, as is said about a great chassid, a real chassid, a real devout person, who was very poor, dirt poor, he had nothing to eat, and nothing to wear, he didn't have a candle for the darkness of night, he had no bed, and he had no shoes. The man had absolutely nothing. He had nothing. And when he got up in the middle of the night, it was pitch black, didn't have a candle, he would say, Elokai, my God, hereafter you made me hunger. You left me naked without clothing. You have thrust me into the darkness of night without a candle. I swear by your greatness and by your power. You burn me in the fire and make me a living human candle. I promise you, I swear, if you would burn me at stake, I would only add to my love for you, and I would rejoice in you. I would love you and be happy. Because I don't have any clothing and any food, I know that the only purpose of my life is you. Everybody else has distractions, just the opposite. I have no bodily, I have no physical pleasure, I have no material possessions, I have nothing. So now I realize, all I have is you, and all I want is you, and you can burn me up, and I'll just love you more and be even happier. I'll have a simcha in you. As Eov says, God will kill me and I will still put my love and trust in God. And this kind of a love, this powerful love that a person has, despite his suffering, this is what Shlomo HaMelech had in mind in Shir HaShirim. Shir HaShirim, the song of love and God, the rapture of Shir HaShirim is not achieved by the person who is in the lap of luxury. Who is singing Shir HaShirim? The man who is cushy life and living the Muncie lifestyle of a beautiful house in suburbia, air-conditioned on muggy days of the day with at least two cars in the driveway. One has to be an SUV. Who's Avos Hashem? Who's someone else talking about in Shir HaShirim? Us, living in the lap of luxury over here, everything just fine, Baruch Hashem? Or no, says the Chavis Levav Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says in Shabbos, is telling us that the height of rapture and love in Hashem is achieved in Shir HaShirim by the man who is suffering. As it says in Shir HaShirim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Seror Hamor Doidi Li Bein Shaddai Yolin, which literally means Seror Hamor, the Pekala, the package of wrap, a package of mir, more of fragrance. Dodi li, that's how my beloved is to me. Bein Shaddai, he rests in my bosom. So Chazal say pshat this in the morning, Shabbos dot peches mebeis. Don't read the word sror, a package. Read the word tsaris. Tsaris, tsaris. And more is not mir, a fragrance, but more, bitter. So if the Rabbi Nishalom throws at me a pekala of tsaris, Soror, bitter tsaris, soror hamor, suffering and bitterness, soror hamor, dodi li, Hashem is all the more my dod, my beloved, not less, he's more. Bein shadayilin, I draw him even closer. I embrace him even more. I feel he's embracing me. And that's what the Gemara says in Shabbos, Avapisha Meitzarli, Umeimarli, Bein Shaddai Yolim. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu had in mind when he said, V'havta Shem Alekecha, V'chol Avavcha, V'chol Navshecha, Afilu Neitlus Navshecha, V'chol Moedecha, even if he takes away all of your money. That's the pshat, the Avaz Hashem, so it's the son, so the mitzvah of Avaz Hashem in the Torah is dafka couched in V'chol Shem Alekecha, V'chol Avavcha, with all your heart, we have to kill your Yetzirah. V'chol Navshecha, when Hashem is killing you like Rabbi Kiva, raking your flesh with combs. V'chol Moedecha, when God takes all your money away. So I never thought of that. That shot in what we say twice, three times a day in Kriyishma, means he's telling you that the height of love can only be achieved when Hashem takes away your nefesh, takes your life away, takes your money away, takes your comfort away. Then we come to the ultimate Avaz Hashem. If these sufferings do not breed it, Avaz Hashem, then you've never had it in the first place. As Rabbi Kiva said, Rabbi Hashem, all my life I was made sir with this pasuk. I wanted to know I had real Avaz Hashem. I know the test is only when through suffering. So those people who really love Hashem welcome this kind of a suffering. And this is the height of Avaz Hashem. Now, this week is let me just quickly tell you a vort. I really have to end on time today because I have to leave a little early after the second shiur. But I've wanted to tell you this vort for mamash a couple of weeks. It never happened. It has to happen today because this is a vort from a sefer called Or L'Shamayim, written by Rav Meir Lev Apt, who is a Talmud L'Chayz of Lublin. And his yahrzeit is this week. I'm not sure what day it is, but his yahrzeit is this week. So I have to say it this week. And he says in a few places in the sefer Or L'Shamayim, pshat in tshuva me'ava and tshuva me'yira. That's what Chazal say. Chazal say that the person does tshuva me'ava, If you repent out of love, your zdainas and nasik is obvious. Your sins are made into mitzvahs. If we do tshuva meira, we do tshuva out of fear, then our averis become like mistakes. Not like a mitzvah, but it was a mistake. The averis is not aver, but it's a mistake in aver rather than the intentional aver. He does try it differently. Tshuva meava means, how can someone do tshuva meava? What are you going to get ava from? Tshuva me'ahava means, it doesn't say tshuva bi'ahava. Listen to the diyak. It doesn't say tshuva bi'ahava. It says tshuva me'ahava. It doesn't say tshuva with love. It's tshuva from love. There's two kinds of aveiras we do. We do aveiras because we love something. We love this forbidden pleasure. And we do certain aveiras because we're afraid. We didn't do it because we love. The reason why I killed somebody, the reason I slapped somebody in the face is because I was afraid of him. He's my competitor. That's why I slashed his tires. I get angry at him. I did out of fear to lose my parnasa. The reason why I worked on Shabbos, I was afraid of poverty. I was afraid if I wouldn't work on Shabbos, I would lose my job. I was afraid I'd lose my parnasa. So there's averis we do me ahava. I love this chazer. And the averis we do me yira, I'm afraid to lose my job. I had to cheat because I'm afraid to lose the deal. I had to lie. I had to do my WorldCom kind of accounting and lie a little bit because I was afraid the stock would go down. I had to lie. I don't love. Sometimes I don't have love of money. I was just afraid. If I didn't lie a little bit and cheat on my taxes or cheat on things, I get into trouble. So I lie. But it was out of fear, not out of love. So he says, tshuva me'ava means I'm doing tshuva me'ava from the aveira I did out of love. If I had an aver, I'd do with mamash with a geschmack and a love for this shtickle, forbidden fruit and forbidden flesh, forbidden sin. And now I do tshuva even out of fear. You hear this pshat, he's saying, I'm doing tshuva out of fear. I realized I did a terrible thing. I did an aver out of love for this pleasure, this illicit pleasure. I loved it. Now I'm repenting because I'm afraid of burning in Gehenna. I'm afraid Hashem's going to punish me in this world. That's called tshuva me'ava. I'm doing tshuva me'ava from the sin I did out of love and lust. It's a very big madrega. Because love and lust connects us to sin more than fear. So tshuva me'ava, I can break that illicit love. I'm doing tshuva, even though I'm doing that out of fear, big madrega, my averis become mitzvahs. But if I do tshuva from averi I did out of fear, that's not such a big yetzer fear, mind you. Although you're scared that you lose your whole parnasa, everything out of line. The poor guy, he was a Jew, the top Navy commander a couple of years ago, Berta or something, and the guy, he was the top man in the Navy. Was he it? And he lied about his whole career, about different citations he got, awards he got, amazing, he got to the top of the Navy. And they discovered after 20 years that he lied his way through, and he committed suicide, if I'm not mistaken. So he was lying out of fear that he'd lose his job. He had to add more lies and more lies and more lies. It wasn't that he loved it so much, he was afraid. He was afraid. He had to add, out of fear, people do, they lie, they cheat, they say wrong things. So if you break away from a sin you did out of fear, then the tshuva is only the aveira becomes like a shogeg, not like a mezah, but not a mitzvah. It's hard to break away tshuva me'ava from something you love. And that will bring love to Hashem. The way to come to love for Hashem is only by breaking another love. And that's really what the Mamad Yisrael Chavos Lvav is saying. You can't just come directly to Avas Hashem. I love God. I love God. He's, where is he? What is that? It's only by, out of my respect for God, so to speak, or my fear for God, I am poresh, I abstain and reject the things that I love till now. I stop eating my ice cream, my goodies and my candies and all the other taivas, even the kosher ones. So if I give up a love for something else, that love is transferred to God. That's the only way. I have to transfer my love for Olam Hazeh, both legal and illegal, and I'm doing it out of fear from God, or respect for God, or because I want to love God, that's why I love God. This is Gevalt. It's better than Gevor. The way that comes out of the Shem is only by giving up other avos. Because you only have so much love in this world. So we should never feel bad. Again, you know, this is really, I think, the most powerful thing I'll ever tell you. Really, this is amazing. There's only so much pleasure you can have in this world. So if you miss a certain pleasure, and the stock market goes down, you lose $100,000, don't feel too bad. Because you don't know, that's not the point you're supposed to have it. No, don't look at it that way. You're supposed to have it. You're supposed to have the pleasure of $100,000, but now you'll have that pleasure from your kids. Now you'll have that pleasure from your health. Now you'll have that pleasure from your learning. There's only so much pleasure you can have. If you're going to sit and watch the go up every day, there's my world come going up. Can you imagine world come going up? And I was smart enough to divide it in two, and instead of crashing, I'm so smart, everyone bought it at 50, I bought it at two. It was down to, and you know what? It was proved to be a great investment. Three, four, you know, every day when you're touching your butt, five, every day, six, seven, 20, 30, zah geshmak. You're paying heavily for that geshmak. Because you're not going to have a geshmak. There's only so much geshmak you can have. You're not going to enjoy your food so much. You're not going to enjoy your children so much. You're not going to enjoy your car so much. Your car will get dented and bruised. You're going to have something else. You're not going to enjoy your learning so much. That's the biggest chaval. You're not going to enjoy your davening so much. There's only so much pleasure you can have. It's nigzar min shamayim how much pleasure you can have. If you have it from the gashmias, you can't have it in the ruchnias. Tshuva mayav is, I'm doing tshuva for the things I love so much. Even the licensed ones, once I give up one love for something that's not God, then I can be zeichet to have avos Hashem. But if I'm squandering my love on these Nairish guys, there's nothing left for God. Gevalt. That's the secret of avos Hashem. We have to expand on this, Rabbi Yisrael. Next Sunday morning, we shall continue and expand on the theme, Rabbi Chanan ben Kasha Omer.